What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Thanks for tuning in. This is a local real estate show hosted by Mike Overson. He's with Luminate Bank right here in the Twin Cities. Scott Wolmering and myself, Ryan O'Neill, with the Minnesota Real Estate Team and RE/MAX Advantage Plus. Every Saturday here from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., talking all things real estate related, mortgage related. Today we've got Brad Sanford with Farmers Insurance, insurance related. And you can interrupt us at any point, 612-294-6949. 612-294-6949. It comes to us right in studio here. And again, really no questions off limits at all. We appreciate you joining us, and again, hope you and your families are able to get out to enjoy some of this weather. Brad, good morning to you, buddy.
Good morning. It's a beautiful day out there, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness.
Coming in, I saw so many people in the streets, and they got that bike race or something like that going on, so the city is alive.
A lot of outdoor stuff going on. Boating, a lot of boating. Mr. Ryan always comes in, produces a show. Ryan, you heading out on the boat afterwards?
I am, and I'm trying not to fall in this time as I did last week. So that's my goal, is to stay a little more dry.
Lake Minnetonka, or where do you guys go?
Yeah, Minnetonka. My buddy's got a boat. He actually just texted me. He said, noon, question mark. So I got to text him back saying, absolutely, exclamation point.
Yeah, he's like, where are you? Stop working. Stop working, Ryan. But boating it is. Boating season it is. Again, in the first segment, we always like to do a real estate and a mortgage update. What's going on here year over year in the Twin Cities, and throughout Minnesota and western Wisconsin? New listings or new homes for sale up a little over 9%, 9.5% more. Homes came on the market, 1,597. Pending sales or accepted purchase agreements down 5%. There were 973 accepted purchase agreements. And then the inventory is slowly climbing, 3.5% more homes for sale here, 8,302. And then how about prices? People always want to know what's going on prices-wise here with real estate. It has been slowly but steadily going up, as we know, the last few years. Year over year, 3.5% increase to the median sales price of being $380,000, $380,000 right now. How about mortgage rates? Mortgage rates, what's cooking on that front? This is an update straight from Mike Overson, Luminate Bank. Again, Mike said mortgage rates essentially stayed flat this week. Last time this year, the 30-year fixed rate was a little bit higher, 30 basis points higher, and purchase applications were declining. He said this year rates are slightly lower. We've consistently been in the sixes for the 30-year fixed, which has sparked more applications. some interesting numbers there, Brad. A lot of stuff to throw out there at folks.
Interesting that it stayed stable basically over the year, which is pretty much what you guys were saying. And so looking for a home, you weren't any worse off. You had 30 basis points.
Yeah, so it is, it's an interesting time again for sellers out there. If you are thinking about selling, still, again, very low inventory overall. 8,300 homes is very historically low. And that's part of the reason that we're seeing prices slowly continue to tick up, is there have not been as many sellers. However, that's slowly starting to open up a little bit. You've got people that are relocating to different parts of the country. You've got first-time home buyers. You've got investors. You've got some, unfortunately, some unhappy things, whether it is a death in the family and needing to sell a home, whether it's a parting of the ways, a divorce situations, people needing to sell properties. So we're slowly starting to see more inventory. Fellow realtors, agents, brokers, ever tuning in, listening, always would agree we could use a lot more. A lot of buyer needs out there, a lot of people with that are not able to find homes for their customers because there's nothing on the market, Brad.
Can I put you on the spot?
Yeah, please.
So the average house is 380 now. What was it when you got into the industry?
Yeah, when I started,
1950?
Yeah, no, 2001.
2001?
Yeah, so in licensed, then in 2003, it was probably right around 175, I would say. I don't know that number exactly, but I remember I was a first-time home buyer in 2001 and bought a duplex that was $185,000 in Bloomington. That is, that's part of the magic of real estate. Slow and steady, kind of over time, wins the race. However, it's also a little bit of the hardship that we've been talking about with people looking to get into the market. You know, some very good young folks, maybe they're out of college, maybe they've been working a couple jobs, they're saving money, they're trying to, hey, I want to, you know, build some real estate equity. With the rising prices and rates in the sixes, higher sixes, it's been harder. It's been harder from an affordability standpoint. And again, rents are expensive too. I mean, generally speaking, in the Twin Cities, you can't go anywhere without seeing a new building being popped up, built somewhere with so many amenities. These buildings, I mean, I want to move in. You know, they got pools, they got jacuzzis, they
saunas,
got concierge. Yeah, yeah. They've got, you know, seriously, you know, so it is. There's a pain out there. We at the Minnesota Real Estate Show, we certainly feel your pain as first-time home buyers or as younger folks just trying to get in the market. We're hoping Mike has always said he thinks rates are going to tick down into, you know, lower sixes as the year moves along. We haven't been seeing that. We know our president, Mr. Trump, has been, sending out a lot of tweets on social media, trying to encourage the Fed to lower rates. Obviously, they're a separate entity, not controlled by anyone. So they make those decisions. But yeah, so it's just an interesting market. There are, I'd say, every market there's hardships. As long as I've been doing this, every year there's something that's a struggle. Biggest struggles right now, again, are inventory, the higher rates, affordability. And I would say one other struggle maybe we can talk about after the break is some overpricing. We are seeing some sellers that will list, they're overpricing. And as a result, we're seeing some listings sit. You know, I think the average market time is showing 57 days, which seems really high. But that's partly because we're seeing some listings just with some real overpricing, Brad.
And that's statewide, right?
Yeah. Listing
average?
Yep.
Okay. So 57 for statewide. So locally here, it might be a little bit quicker, but rurally it might be?
Yeah, it's still very similar, even kind of, you know, throughout the state. Things that are priced correctly, moving fast. But again, overpricing can be the kiss of death. And we can chat more about that after the break. No, we're up against our first break. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We're grateful for you joining us. Again, 612-294-6949 is how you can join us by phone or text. Interrupt us at any point. you are welcome to do so. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Good morning and welcome back to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Here every Saturday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Show's hosted by Mike Overson, Luminate Bank, our good friends at Luminate Bank. Local, trusted, hardworking, reputable, great rates, timely on closings. Reach out to the good folks at Luminate. And then Scott Wolmering and myself, Ryan O'Neill. I would be very remiss if I did not wish all of the dear mothers watching, listening, a very happy Mother's Day tomorrow. Sounds like it's going to be a very warm day tomorrow. But a special thanks to my dear mother, Kathy O'Neill, down in New Prague, being the youngest of six. Seeing mom here tomorrow for dinner time, and also a happy Mother's Day to my dear mother-in-law, Sue. Sue as well. Look forward to seeing Sue and the family here tonight. But Brad, we were just talking about if we are real, the most love, the heroes in life, the people maybe hardest working job is being a mom. They should be pampered, loved, and it should be a special day tomorrow.
And you know, as a son, you don't really appreciate that until you're out on your own,
right?
And realize how much your mother does for you, how much love she gives you, and all of that. So that was an eye opener for me when I left to play football. And yeah, it was a shocker when you were on your own.
You're like, wow,
the laundry ain't done. What?
What's going on? So again, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers as well. And I hope you have a wonderful day here. Every week at the Minnesota Real Estate Show, we do like to feature some of our listings from agents on the Minnesota real estate team. This week, we actually have a few of them, just like normal, that we'd like to touch on. The first one, Justin Voss, has a great one down in Farmington, 1309 Larch Street in Farmington. It was just listed, $350,000. It is, Justin said, it's got a great floor plan, move-in ready, and a newer kitchen, main level living room, bedroom, two full baths, one full bath with an oversized tub. There's a playground right outside the back door, a good-sized deck, fenced yard. And he said, again, it's three beds, two baths, 1309 Larch Street in Farmington. The front yard as well has great views overlooking a park, which has a pond. So new on the market, 1309 Larch Street, $350,000. Be sure to check that one out. Sounds pretty good, Brad.
Justin selling a house in Farmington.
Yes. There it is. Indeed. 612-294-6949 is how you can join us here at any point. Had a question that came in just regarding multiple offers. Are you seeing any multiple offers? Yes. Yeah, we are. Some listings are definitely seeing multiple offers. I would say buyers right now in this market are a little bit more particular. They are looking for a home that is up to date, that is priced correctly. And those types of homes, those types of listings, really in all price ranges. What's interesting, there's a lot of stats shared with a lot of the upper bracket or luxury market. That market as well has seen a number of multiple offer situations, quick moving. You know, one day on market, maybe 2 days on market. And so, again, part of what we have to remember, there's not a lot of inventory out there. There's just not a lot of homes for sale. If you see a for sale sign in your neighborhood, it's almost like, wow, that's something you're just not used to seeing.
And what does a overpriced home say to a buyer?
Yeah, overpriced home, you know, says to a buyer that the natural reaction is, they think, okay, we like it, but, and, you know, they think about their payment. You know, if we're real about it, most people are thinking, okay, what's my payment going to be? You know, with rates in the higher sixes, with, you know, taxes, insurance, is it something affordable? Especially if it's new on the market, we as Minnesotans will not come in with a 50 grand lower offer. You know, we're not the East Coast or the West Coast right. folks that yeah. say, look, hey, they listed it at 450, but it's really worth four. Generally speaking, that's not something that's really common. And so a lot of times it will sit, you know, and the feedback will come in as a listing agent saying, hey, shows well, you know, this, but overpriced. And again, as a seller, it's hard. I again, not to dominate the conversation, but just one last thought on this, Brad. I kind of, you know, feel the pain where a home that I bought that we've lived in for a number of years bought more at the higher end of the market in 2006. Almost 20 years later, I'd like to think it's worth a lot more. The reality of it is not. It's just not based upon the location, the neighborhood, the comps, square footage, all of those things. And that's why you need a really good agent to help you analyze that. Because you may hear, yeah, prices are going up 3.5%. My real estate's going up by 3.5%. It doesn't always mean that. It's very localized, neighborhood specific, school district specific, all these important variables that your agent's going to help you with.
Yeah, the reason I ask you is because there's a home in my neighborhood that went up for sale. And within, I think it was 3 or 4 days, it had a sold sign on it. And we were like, oh, okay. So,
approximate price range?
510 is what they listed it for. And so we were like, okay, they got 100 square feet less than us. That's about where we're at, right? Kind of being selfish and thinking, what is our home that we bought 6 years ago? What is it worth now, right? That kind of a thing. And then we noticed about 4 days later, maybe five, I'm not sure exact time, but the sold sign came off. And it's been a month, and they still haven't sold.
Okay.
So kind of that's why I was kind of wondering, what message does it send? And the realtor, you should be listening to them and taking their advice because they're the expert, right? And so I was just kind of wondering what that says, and what does that say for the – because when you buy a home, you have to have comparables, right? And so – you would have, as a realtor, you would have looked at homes in the area and what were the comparables and adjusted for it and that. So
sometimes what will happen too, maybe in this case, what happened is there was an accepted offer. Usually there is a home inspection, not always. Maybe there was a home inspection. There were issues that popped up from the home inspection. The buyer then made a decision based upon that home inspection. Hey, we are going to cancel the purchase agreement, go back on air. We'll chat more about that. I know we got a phone caller here. We've got Al joining us here on the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Al, thanks for calling in. And how's the weekend going?
Going good so far. Yeah, just great. I got my grass cut yesterday already, so I'm good to go for the weekend.
Hey, where are you at, Al? What part of the state are you in?
I'm in St. Paul, and the grass is growing like crazy. It is getting dry here.
You know what, yeah. Al? As I was driving out of my driveway this morning, I was thinking my neighbors might ask me to move out of Bloomington. My lawn's looking like about a foot long there.
Oh, yeah, I know. I've cut twice. Yeah, it's growing for sure. So, but, yeah, anyway, last weekend I stopped at an open house. I just drive around over here. It's actually on Grand Avenue over here. And there was a house for sale, okay, and I saw a bunch of signs, open house. So I punched it in on the phone, and it says $185,000 for the listing. It was a small home and sandwiched between a couple of apartment buildings. And anyway, so it's $185,000. But before I even took my second step in the door, the agent says, he handed me the paperwork for it, you know, the slip, and then he says it's priced at 185, but it's going to go between 350 and 400. So he says, I just wanted to let you know that before you take the tour.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, wow, what? Overbid twice the price to overbid it? How are we, as consumers, how are we supposed to know what the real price is or how much, you know? I mean, you used to be, if they listed a house at a price, you go in and either get it for that or maybe you shave off, a couple percentage points or something like that. But now they're raising the price, but they're raising it so much. It's like you don't really have a good handle on, okay, well, how much do they really want?
Well, Al, it's a really good question. Thank you for calling in. And I'm sorry to hear about that. that is not a good practice at all as a real estate agent, as a broker. Really an unusual situation to be offering something and then especially way low like that to get people to come in and then saying, hey, it's going to sell for double that. Really not a good business practice at all. I think sometimes you'll find bank-owned property or auctions sort of properties where they will list something at that price and then say, hey, it's going to be bid up. Still not a good business practice for exactly the reasons you said, Al. We don't want people walking into our listings and saying, look, we're offering it for $350, but by the way, Al, for you, we got a special deal. This one's $500. That's terrible. I'm sorry, Al. Just know that isn't how the market primarily works. I don't know specifically with this listing what happened. But know that if you walk into other open houses, you're not going to be finding that type of thing.
And I'd rather find out that I didn't win the bid and say, wow, it went for $350 than walk in. And maybe there was a room made out of gold in the back that's the reason why it'd be $350 or whatever. But yeah, you're absolutely right. That just doesn't feel right, does it, at all?
Yeah.
Get hit right away, the second step in the door?
Yeah, not good. I like that caller, Al. He was a good guy. Sorry you experienced that, Al, but just know if you go into other open houses on Grand Avenue or wherever, you're not going to be finding that. What you're seeing for the price, they're not going to be trying to bait and switch you to a higher price or, hey, we're going to do this. Something weird's going on with that one. I know we're already at the halfway point here of the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We got some phone line ringing. We got some texts coming in. We appreciate you joining us. It is Mother's Day weekend. Happy Mother's Day to all. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Top of the morning from this Irishman to you all. Hope you're having a great weekend, everybody. We got phone lines ringing here at the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We're going to dive in with our friend, Mr. Lenny, calling us today. Lenny, thank you. Thanks for calling the Minnesota Real Estate Show.
Well, thank you. Hey, I've got an unusual question for you. My daughter recently got divorced. The divorce is not finalized by the judge, but the marital agreement is all taken care of and all the rules are set. And the husband bought a house, and he wants to get an earlier closing date, and he wants my daughter to sign onto the title and then sign a quit claim to go off the title and not be responsible for it. Can you explain that a little better to me?
Yeah, no, thanks. Thanks for calling. Thanks for calling on this one, Lenny. That it's a unique situation. So in Minnesota, it's always one to buy and two to sell. And so if they are still officially married and he purchases a property, your daughter has ownership with that until the divorce is finalized. So my hunch is that the parties have attorneys that are navigating this divorce. I think what I would do on this is I would defer to your your daughter's divorce attorney and not sign any such documentation until you get that legal okay from the divorce attorney representing your daughter. Because, again, usually what will happen in these cases is people are not buying stuff while they're still married. Because while you're still married, the other party owns it. Now, I realize people need to move out and, they do different things. But oftentimes what happens is, people may rent for a while. The one party may rent. Lenny's, I hope that helps a little bit, Lenny. If you want, even after the show, you can always call back in. I'm happy to talk more in detail about that specific situation. Generally speaking, I hope that helps a little bit. I would really defer to your daughter's attorney on this. Not sign anything right now. Just to be sure that everything's done correctly and that it doesn't cause any issues at all for your daughter.
And the question is, what does she gain by signing on a quick claim deed? And
goodwill, if she wants goodwill, additional goodwill with the parting spouse.
perhaps, I think, is maybe there isn't really anything that she's gaining in any way by doing it. He's asking for this to facilitate him moving into a home and getting, you know, getting essentially what he wants. And I understand it's a stressful time. Nobody likes divorce. You don't, you know, but usually what we recommend to people is, hey, let's not be buying stuff until things are complete. They're done. The parties, the waves have parted. Everyone's gone their separate ways. Now they can move on with life.
Sorry to hear about the divorce, Lenny. Yes. But yeah, the first question that I would be asking my daughter's attorney is, what does she gain by doing all of this? Absolutely.
Yeah. Very sorry to hear about the divorce. Yep. And I appreciate you calling in. Hopefully it was a little bit helpful. If you want to talk more after the show, we're always here for you. Appreciate you tuning in. Again, grateful to have our friend Brad Sanford, Farmers Insurance, with this show we do every week. We bring on different partners, folks who are very kind, helpful, knowledgeable, really pros in their field from being, again, in the real estate business over 20 years. We get all kinds of stuff thrown at us from week to week with clients, buyers, sellers, investors, transactions. And you want to work with people that are going to provide good customer service, that are focused on doing the right thing for people. Brad Sanford absolutely is one of those folks. And insurance is a hot topic, Brad. Good morning to you. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you. And I did not mow my lawn. My wife did.
She did?
She loves mowing the lawn.
I actually, you know what, I kind of do too as well.
I like doing it, but I can't say I love it like she loves it. Yeah, that's strange.
I mowed a lot of lawns down in New Prague growing up.
As a side business?
You know what? I don't know if it was a side business or mom or dad just saying, hey, Ryan, you know, here's this person's. And actually, one of my nephew, Will, has got a little lawn business. Ooh. I'm like, good for you. He's out hustling.
Yeah.
He's got a little lawn business in kind of Edina, Hopkins area. And so pretty impressive. He's out there cutting lawns and making some money. And good for him.
Yeah. There's a property up here that your uncle may need the lawn mowed on. So the insurance industry, man, it's taken a beating, and there's a lot of challenges and opportunities that the insurance carriers are going through right now. A lot of the challenges, the big one is a phrase that Warren Buffett coined in 1977 called social inflation, which is basically lawsuits, things other than the regular inflation that you see that affect the pricing of policies and of insurance policies for homes and those kinds of things. So it's one of those things where that's a big thing right now. There's a lot of carriers taking lawsuits because of all the changes that are happening. And, you know, you get told, but maybe you don't see it or, you know, something like that. So there's a lot of things going on like that. And the opportunities are AI. And advancement in technology, phones, being able to monitor how you drive and those types of things, pay as you drive, pay as you go kind of insurance things. And so they have all those things that they're navigating and they're trying to figure out. And so, you know, Mike Overson were here, he'd tell you people that deal in billions of dollars, buying mortgages, billions of dollars, they predict or they react before the market happens so that they don't lose money, right? And so I think that's kind of what the insurance carriers are doing right now, is they're raising prices and kind of lowering the coverages at the time.
So with storms, you know, spring season, summer season, I know just, you know, the number of door knockers we get, you know, in the Bloomington area, kind of the storm chaser. Hey, you need a new roof. What is a deductible most of your clients, most homeowners have, and what do you advise for deductibles? Because, I mean, roofs, my gosh, depending upon the size of the home and whatnot, expensive. Rye and I were talking about everybody has a roof, you know, and so it's a business. Obviously, there's a lot of people in it, but what are you seeing with deductibles?
9 years ago, I would have told you the average deductible is $1,500 to $2,500, somewhere in that range. The carriers have added wind and hail deductibles now. There is a large carrier in the nation that is going to, on all their renewals, going to be adding 1% or 2% deductible to all their policies. So all the carriers are moving towards mitigating their risk with all the new storms and all the things that are happening with climate change and those types of things. So the you used to say $1,500 all perils, all hazards, all things that could happen to the home, fire, wind, hail, all that kind of stuff, right? And now they're kind of separating them out a little bit. So it's changing for people that are owning homes.
So, yeah, just so everybody understands that, too, again, that just means if you're putting on, okay, I'm going to put on a new roof, $1,500 is coming out of your pocket for that if the claim gets approved, which is probably another thing. Not all claims are always approved, right, Brad?
Correct, absolutely. That's why I always tell you, call your agent first. I tell my clients, call me first. Let's talk. Let's walk through it.
That's a hard thing with insurance in generally is, again, insurance is there to help you on that rainy day, but it isn't always a guarantee.
That's right. You may not have the coverage that you think that you have, and that's where your agent walks you through all of these things. And that's why, for me, it's a little disconcerting that we're looking to have AI and all those things take over the relationship with my clients, because I want to have that conversation with them. I want to talk to them about, hey, if you don't have this coverage, if a storm happens, you're not going to have this repaired, that kind of a thing. So,
hey. Yeah, we're up against our final break here at the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Before we break, Gary Tim has got a condo listing in Minneapolis, 2112 Garfield Avenue, unit number 6 for $122,000. One bed, one bath, a corner unit, he said. It's got a coveted assigned parking spot, heat and fiber internet included, pet-friendly stainless steel appliances. It's in the Whittier area of Minneapolis, 2112 Garfield Avenue, unit number 6. For $122,000, $122,000 for a condo. Be sure to check that out. Photos online look great. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Thanks for joining us, everybody, and welcome back to the final segment of the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We've got one other listing. Bill Ebert has got a great one in Edina for sale, 6423 Colony Way, number 2G. It's listed at $149,900. $149,900. It's got a lot of new updates, newer carpeting, paint, appliances are stainless steel, quartz countertops, a kitchen tile backsplash, and bathroom updates. It's only one city block from Southdale, Fairview Medical Campus and Health Centers. It's close to Lake Cornelia, again, a Galleria, tons of shops. Does have an outside pool location located on the back side of the property for the privacy of condo owners. Easy access to your assigned covered garage stall. So $149,900, 6423 Colony Way, number 2G in Edina. Be sure to check that out. Brad Sanford, Farmers Insurance. We were just talking about condos, HOAs, insurance-wise. What else do you have for us?
So I just wanted to finish by saying, so what do insureds, what should they expect? You're going to have to expect higher premiums. You're going to have to expect that and get technology. But with that technology becomes decisions that you have to make. You're not an insurance expert. The problem that we talked about, the HOA is getting out of the business and all of those people buying a home that is a short sale or stressed or whatever. Having an expert like you, having an expert like myself, telling them what those decisions mean. It's nice to be able to show the police officer that stopped you for going 80 in a 55 your insurance card on your phone. But there's other factors that you have to look at with those decisions. Do you know everything? Do you know what's going to happen if you make a decision one way or the other? So all these things that technology is bringing us, great, dandy, love it, but we also have to be informed.
Yeah, and I would say, too, we're hearing a lot of the same thing, Brad. In the real estate space, people always, there's always a new things, new AI, new technology to make things more efficient, to make things hopefully better for consumers. However, this job is all about, I always tell our agents on the team, it's about humans. Building relationships with people. And with the real estate transaction, there can be problems. There can be all kinds of issues that arise. And you need someone who is a good captain, he or she, to help you navigate those problems. That's why I am a strong believer that AI, there is no technology that's going to whip take the human out of the real estate transaction. Certainly, people are trying and all kinds of different things. I have, just from what I have lived with the problems and the issues on transactions, even with all the new technology and AI, I feel the human is more important than ever in this world of AI than even before.
And the constant changes to our industries, staying on top of those are things that we've accepted that we do every day, right? But if you're going about your life, you're not going to be on top of those constant changes, like the form change that you guys had this year, you know, those types of things, understanding it, how it affects people, those types of things.
So. Hey, I just want to give one other quick note. As many of you know who listen to the show occasionally, our family, the O'Neill family, we started a foundation. It's been a few years now called the O'Neill Foundation of Hope, helping local families, individuals who are struggling in a variety of ways. We are opening this spring a home named after my dear mother and late father, the Bob and Kathy O'Neill House of Hope, which is in Bloomington. It is an up-and-down duplex. We're in the process of completing some renovations to the home. It will be opening fairly soon. But this duplex will be a spot for families who maybe, again, have had a variety of difficult things happen to them in their life, that they need a spot, kind of a landing spot, short-term housing, 2, 3, 4 months, living rent-free with their families, their children, to have a safe space to save a little money, to build momentum, to go into to their next step in life. And so our foundation, we help them with the housing, but also with job opportunities, different things. And so we appreciate your support. It's O'NeillHope.org. It is a 501c3. We've received a number of great donations over the years. We are grateful for your support. More than anything, we appreciate you spreading the word to others, especially those who may be going through a difficult time. We are here. We're local. We are here to help, we move quickly. So be sure to check that out. Excited about, again, with Mother's Day, thinking of my mom, and with the house, wanting to name the house after mom.
Yeah, that's I've only been a partner for 2 years, but to what I see from you, Ryan, is a big heart. A great person that just wants to give back to the community, and that's just another thing that you do. It's amazing to see you do that and see the pride that you have doing it.
You're too kind, my friend. You're too kind. You're the same way, but we appreciate it. And just thinking of all the moms today, tomorrow for Mother's Day, happy Mother's Day again. Brad, last thoughts for folks as we head to the home stretch here?
As I say every week that I'm on, have a conversation with your agent, get to know your agent, get to know his first name or her first name, because your agent wants to know you. So, and you can reach me at the Minnesota Real Estate Team.com or Real Estate Show, or you can dial directly 651-690-2076.
Yeah, I encourage you to reach out to Brad. Wonderful guy. Whatever your situation is, all types of insurance. The best of the best. Keep it up, my friend.
Thank you. Happy birthday, Mom.
Yeah, grateful for you. Ryan, any big plans for Mother's Day?
Brunch. She's coming over for brunch. The lady friend does all the cooking. I'm in charge of the beverages, and we'll be inside. I think that part of the gift will be turning the air conditioner on, because she doesn't like it when it's too hot. We were thinking about eating outside, but it's going to be a little too hot for Mom. So we'll stay inside, have some brunch, beverages, and just enjoy each other's company.
Any special gift for Mom, right?
Oh, I don't want to say on
air. No pressure.
Come on.
No
pressure. It's a surprise.
Ryan,
it's a surprise.
I gave up mine. Mine. You can give up yours. Yes.
It'll be a bottle of vodka.
A bottle of vodka?
Tito's. She loves Tito's. She loves Tito's. Vodka soda, splash of cranberry. That's her beverage, and she's turned me on to that beverage as well. So, that's a gift that keeps on giving. She doesn't eat more crap, you know.
Yeah. Lemon or lime?
Lime.
Lime?
Gotta be lime. Gotta be lime. Come on.
Well, very cool. Hey, it's been a fun show. We appreciate you joining us again. I just want to mention, too, our friend Scott has been out ill for a little bit. We're thinking of you, Scott. We're hoping you're back to 100% health soon. Miss you on the show, but know you'll be back soon. So thinking of Scott and sending well wishes. And again, appreciate you all joining us here on the Minnesota Real Estate Show. If you are looking to buy, sell, invest in real estate, you have any questions at all, please don't hesitate to reach out. We are here to be a resource for you all over the state of Minnesota, western Wisconsin. We've got a top agent on the Minnesota real estate team that can help you. Brad, great job, buddy.
Thank you. Scott, I'm not thinking of you at all.
Hey, it's been a fun one. Thank you to Ryan for coming in, and thank you to Brad Sanford. Hope you all enjoy the weekend. Get out and enjoy the 80, 90-degree weather. Take care.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.